My name is Kelly Hughes. It is August 29th, 2023, and I'm in the Arboretum at the University of Guelph conducting an interview with John Ault. This is for the Hear Hear Project under Professor Kim Martin of the History Department at the University of Guelph. Now you can go ahead and introduce yourself exactly the same way as you did.
Okay. Well, my name's John Ault. I'm a volunteer gardener at the Arboretum now, but my history at the Arboretum goes back many, many years. As a grad student here from 69 to 71, I used to jog out here. It was called the field with a few sticks poking up, because that was the Arboretum open. And then later I came back here with my kids, playing, going for walks, and then I retired after 30 years on the faculty and walked a lot of places. Right now, I'm sitting in the oak grove beside the magnolia collection, and it's where I used to sit and walk with my friend Fred, who was also a gardener here and passed away last year. He loved this place a lot, and we probably walked here 3 times a week. And we had special loops to go, and then when COVID was on, we sat out in the back and bought a thermos of coffee because we couldn't go to a restaurant. So I have a long history here. Say when I first came, it really looked bad. It had been a farm, most of it had been farm fields, and there were a few sticks poking up. Now it's quite mature, 50 years of growth. It's a rather beautiful place and a great asset to the university and a great resource for people in the city. They lose it. It's wonderful to come out here on the weekend and see the kids and people walking their dogs. Not just weekends, but there's more of them. So, yeah.
And so how often would you come here with your friend?
Well, probably twice a week anyway, maybe more. But certainly kind of every other day, depending on the weather, middle of winter and stuff. And then we'd head downtown to a coffee shop. As I said, COVID was on, we took turns bringing a thermos of coffee and sat outside and had a coffee and talked about everything. So it was a great place. We also walked out Loyola a bit and Guelph Lake, but we always kind of came back here. Maybe it's because we had our thumbs in the ground a lot gardening, and that brought back memories of other people who are no longer here. But, yeah.
And do you think, you mentioned because you had your thumbs in the garden, do you think that sort of personal connection that, like, do you feel a sense of, almost a sense of, like, ownership and like, a caretaking role?
Quite definitely, yeah. I didn't think about it when I started, but it grew and grew and grew, and it's my place. But that's not exclusivity when I say my place, because anybody can say my place. It's just a different way. Yeah, so being here and helping out with the staff here, which are a terrific group of people, and the staff of the Arboretum, outstanding. And the work they do is really important. The educational programs that they have here are terrific. And they, the educational programs academically, but also to the public. They run walks and they have various activities during the year that are special. So, yeah.
So going back to your visits here with your friend Fred, what was your favorite place to visit with him? And did he have a favorite place that he liked to go to in the Arboretum?
We had a number of favorite places, I think. Some place where we could talk, or if it was a windy day, you'd head down, say, Walconsin Trail, or go into the Goose Trail, so the wind wasn't as bad. On days when the mosquitoes were bad, you went down the main promenades and stayed in the open road. So, any special place, you know, a couple of the gardens. I think the Gosling Garden with the ponds there, we both liked, and Fred liked the Italian Garden. Japanese garden, the English garden. Well, I have to say, there's no I wouldn't want to have to rate them.
It's hard
They're
to choose
kind
one.
Of pretty terrific, yeah.
So tell me about his name in the Memorial Grove. Tell me about that.
Oh, well, a number of people got together. When I went for walks with Fred, one day he went to one of the first plaques, and there was his name. Not his name, it was his father. And Fred worked for the city of Guelph in the waterworks department, and when his dad died in 1991, the guys all chipped in, and Fred hadn't pointed out to me for years, and one day we're just walking along, he said, come here, and there was his name. So when Fred passed away, rather suddenly, last year, we did the same thing for the 2022 plaque, where his name is now. So 30 years of all constant plaques, with Fred's dad at one end of it, and Fred now at the other end.
How do you think he'd feel about that?
I think he didn't like show and stuff like that. So, but I think he would think it was sort of neat, you know, because his dad's name is there. But, you know, he never made a big show of that. The fact that there's a tree planted was kind of nice. I think he'd appreciate that.
Especially since he'd spent so much time here and was a gardener, etc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a real green thumb. Not at his own place, but naturally, when he got a hold of stuff, it seemed to grow well. He had little patches around his house or in the plants inside that seemed to do extremely well. And he was a hell of a worker. It was hard to keep pace with him. So.
He had lots of energy.
Lots of energy, yeah.
And so what kind of jobs would you do together here when you were volunteering as gardeners?
Well, you know, everything from pruning and digging up some invasive species to weeding in quite delicate areas. We were not entrusted doing that as much. Yanking out buckthorn and things like that, and opening up pathways, grooming the trails, anticipating certain things coming up. At least the director, Justine, would know when certain things are going to happen, so we'd focus on that. Today we're working in an area because there's going to be a memorial service here in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and we just want to fluff it up a bit, so we come in and fluff.
And fluff.
Mm-hmm. Called weeding, or...
It's a bit, it reminds me a bit of like gilding the lily. Like, it doesn't need much fluffing here, does it?
No,
it's so beautiful.
Well, actually, it doesn't need much fluffing, because if you look around, all the trees have been nicely mulched here and relatively nicely pruned. It's an endless job. I mean, it's been horrendous out here for the staff with the emerald ash borer, because they've had to cut down hundreds and hundreds of ash trees because they're a danger to people who go for walks here. And that's an expensive undertaking. And there's still areas where they're, you know, it's posted, but there's still areas where they're taking them down. Mm. We're not allowed to do that sort of stuff, you know. We're not even allowed to climb ladders because they're worried about us old folks out here, falling down dead or something. But it wouldn't be a bad place to do that.
Have there ever been any mishaps here with the volunteers?
Yeah. Sometimes. Last year, Fred was here, it was a year ago last May, and it was a terribly hot day, and everybody's all excited to get out here. I think it was our first or second time out in the year, and two people fainted because they got right into it in the heat, and it was in the sun, and I remember we cut short our activities that day, and the people in the office were somewhat concerned. Everybody was all right. Died, but they did faint, and because of the heat, and I guess because it was May and full sun, and you build up a sort of immunity to it and pace yourself. But there's a bit of excitement in the early spring, early May. But
definitely.
Yeah.
You're anxious to get back to it after a long winter.
And the other thing is that Fred and I both appreciate the people from all walks of life, but there's more knowledge out here amongst the volunteers about gardening and plants and birds and wildlife. I think that's another big attraction, just to be around this. I mean, you're breathing in all this tremendous energy of nature, and then there with the people being able to have, we have a break 15-20 minutes every day and chat about various happenings and stuff, so that's nice. Fred enjoyed that too, so, and I do still do, but you know, I guess the ages range here. There's a couple of young folks in their 40s probably, but there's people that used to be here well into their 90s that volunteer.
That's why they're into their 90s, probably.
That's probably the reason. Yep.
and just to wrap up, those are great stories. You mentioned, when I was listening to the other interview that you did, you mentioned that it used to sort of annoy Fred a bit when people would walk in the Japanese garden and you know, kind of like mess it up with their dogs and their footprints, and you'd go in with the rake and fix it. Do you have any other, can you think of any other sort of maybe humorous or interesting or funny anecdotes about your time here with Fred, about him?
Well, I tell you, we talked about everything under the sun from, you know, 2000 BC, city building to plants, to space travel, to God, whether she exists or not. There's nothing we didn't talk about. It was just wide open. So there was nothing really, you know, there would be complaints about the cold weather, me with cold feet, Fred with cold hands sort of thing. We grumble about that sometimes, but looking forward to a hot cup of coffee and a muffin or something at the end of it was, and we had it all laid out, at least I had it laid out, but Fred knew it after we walked together for a while. So we had a half an hour run, a 45 hour walk, a 1 hour walk, and then we had a loop on the south side of college, over where the big oak groves are there too, and that would get us into about an hour and 20 minutes. So depending on the day and the weather, which one we took. That's what we did. We just walked and talked.
Walked and talked.
Yep.
Which is what a lot of people do here.
Yep.
Walk and talk.
Yep. And no one's around, it's nice. There were some days I'd come out here by myself. Fred was not a constant companion, but I'd say 75% of the time that I was walking here, he was around. But sometimes he'd go off in other places or here on his own, just because we had this attraction to it, you know. And I still do. He's been dead, passed away a year ago June, so, you know, he's still walking around here, kind of like that.